Okay, let's try this again.
Wow, we really are full circle. Why do we say that? We jinxed ourselves.
No, dadgummit. Anyway, guess what? It didn't record.
It didn't record it. Mm,
great. Great.
Come on, take a ride. We're here by your side. Sit down, shut up, and grab a drink. You're healing with the Disco Queens.
Hey, groovy people.
Hello.
Welcome back to
Healing with the Disco Queens.
I'm Susanna.
And I'm Alex.
Tonight, we're your beautiful disco queens, dressed all in our glam. We're having like a little glam sleepover moment. Yes. We are moving up in the world.
Trying to.
Yeah.
At least. My gosh. Trying to.
Yep.
It was just something to give a little spice, a little
right.
rest.
Mm-hmm. That's what we need.
A little break for our hair.
Exactly.
If you are new here, this is the podcast. If you are in your 20s and you feel lost or confused or just lonely, guess what? Your disco queens are here because we have been there and done that. And I promise you, there is a light on the other side.
Yes. We're also going to have a t-shirt. We have a t-shirt. I have a t-shirt, but we're going to make a t-shirt. You know, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
Oh, I was like, what do you mean we have a t-shirt?
We're going to.
Check out season 3. We got to survive the holidays first.
I know. We'll figure it out, you know.
So, yeah, no, but this is the podcast where we just sit and chit-chat about things that we've gone through and give advice to our past selves. And you know what? If you take a little bit home with you too, perfect.
Yep. We're also pretty funny, you know?
I think we're hilarious. I'm our biggest fan.
Exactly. Exactly. Tonight's episode is talking about a really interesting topic that we have done quite a bit of, Alex more so than me. And you might relate to this, but it's definitely about moving. So if you've ever moved locations, like apartments, houses, if you've ever moved town, states, I don't know, countries.
Or thinking about moving.
Or thinking about it.
I know that we have, like, younger audience, and I don't want to say that because, like, they're not kids, but 19, 20, 21, 25, 26, like, whatever, that are contemplating about moving and doing the pros and cons list and all of that. So this is the episode
it.
For the episode? This is the episode for you.
Yep, exactly. I mean, you never know what's going to be on the other side, too.
No, absolutely. For our newbies, we name each episode after a 70s disco song. So tonight's episode is Peace You Will Find from Move On Up by Curtis Mayfield. And I think that we chose this line specifically because moving is stressful and it's chaotic and it's mayhem. And also, we've mentioned this several times in different episodes, but I know if you are moving out of either your parents' house or out of the small town that you grew up in or the big city that you grew up in, wherever you're coming from and you're going to, I think it's really a part of that journey of finding yourself and finding your people and finding what you like and what you don't like. And you really have to learn how to rely on yourself and create that support. And so with that, there is a sense of peace that comes with it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. You never know what you're going to get into or what's in store for you. And so you might as well just go find out.
Yeah. So
let's get into it.
Before we get into all of the crazy moving and all of the advice and whatever, we need to lay a little bit of foundation and take it on back to just kind of what our childhoods were like, because we have talked about moving a little bit throughout the past season. And, you know, I do think that's one of the reasons, like, we became friends, not because of moving, but because we had a similar-ish childhood of, we didn't go to the same school, K through 12. Like, we did move. We moved across counties. Like, you move across the state. My gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
So, getting into our childhood just a little bit, moving was very normal for me. I moved, gosh, 7 or 8 times. I went to 3 schools. The last house we stayed in for a good little bit. I think we stayed there for about 8 years. Maybe something like that. And so I don't know, just the idea of moving around. It was never, well, we've also talked about this a lot. I traveled a lot as a kid. And
yes. Yeah.
I mean, I think for the first 4 years of my life, I lived in a camper trailer.
Yeah.
So moving wasn't this big deal. My family's moved. My grandparents moved from their hometowns across the river into the different state, over the river and through the woods.
Grandma's house. I mean,
to my grandmother's
fashion.
Yes. Yeah. No, absolutely. And so moving just never, it just kind of felt like one of those things that it's a necessary evil. It's just something you do. Mm-hmm. It just never felt big.
Yeah.
To me.
Which I love that, because with a lot of people that I've talked to, like, there are some people that I know that have never left my hometown. Never left. And what do you mean by that? What do you mean? Because there's just too much out there. Like, go experience it. I had a pin. I put a pin in it.
Yeah.
I learned this from Alex, because when she has something to say,
I put my pins. How many pins?
And it works sometimes. I mean, you know. Yeah. I was gonna piggyback off of what you were saying, like how we met, but like not exactly how we met. But it made me think of kind of like the butterfly effect.
Yeah.
You know? So you never know what's in store for you. We talked about that. And truthfully, it's like, you know, whatever happens is supposed to happen for a reason. And mm-hmm. so like, had I not moved from where I spent most of my childhood, then I would have not been in West Tennessee, and I would have not gone to the college and like all of these things. It's just so interesting as we talk about that, because I think we've said that before, but I would have gone somewhere in East Tennessee, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, because that's where all the colleges were surrounding. So
we still probably would have met though. Did you know, I don't know if you knew this. That's so interesting that you, I'm convinced we were supposed to meet. We've covered, if you don't know that, go watch episode one of season one. Like, just start from the beginning.
Right.
Because for a hot second, when we were basically living in a travel camper trailer thing.
A Traver.
Following my mom around playing softball, she was playing in North Carolina.
Mm.
And for the longest time, she wanted me to live in North Carolina.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Which is also where my grandmother lived for a time.
See? Anyway, next. You.
Wait.
I just did my childhood.
Just a little. Okay.
I just did a blurb. I don't really have a lot.
Right.
I moved a lot. My parents were divorced.
Blah, blah. My childhood moving experience was quite interesting, because not a lot of people have this experience of having your hometown that you were born in. And then, like, when I started elementary school, I moved across the state. And then when I started high school, I moved back to my hometown. So, like, when I was telling people when I moved back in high school, they were like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, well, I'm from here, actually, but I lived over there for 8 years and then I moved back. So it was kind of this, like, you know, full circle, whatever. But yeah, there was a time when, so I was 6, turning 7. My mom was just starting, or maybe I had just turned 6 because I was starting first grade. And my mom was a teacher, and so she was teaching at my school, and school was starting, and that was when my family was moving. And my mom and I ended up moving first, and my dad and brother ended up staying behind. Mm-hmm. I think for like 3 months. I don't think it was as long as like 6 months, because that's dramatic. But like 3 months, it's a long time. I mean, you know, especially my mom was like 35 when this happened. And so hearing her tell it, she's like, I left the love of my life, like my husband and my new baby, like my 3-year-old.
Yeah, still baby.
I mean, still baby. And so, I mean, because they would come up and visit. And I'm talking like, this is an 8-hour trip. This is not something that, I mean, it's across state, the whole state.
The state of Tennessee is very long.
Exactly, exactly.
Wide.
So, I mean, just going down I-40, like, you know.
You'll hit all of the stops.
Right.
But anyway.
Exactly.
Sorry, Chattanooga.
Oh, well. But anyway, yeah, they came up for visits, and like dad went back and had to finish up his job and sell the house and get the house ready. And that's something else that like I haven't experienced as an adult. You haven't experienced is buying a house and selling it and like figuring all that stuff. I don't know that part of adulting.
No.
I don't know her.
Well, like, it was almost like a horror story growing up because my grandparents, if you were regular here, I compare my grandparents to Susanna's parents a lot because there's just a lot of similarities and stories and timelines in the same time, but different generations. Anyway, my grandparents moved from Missouri to Tennessee, and when they were moving, see, my mom was in kindergarten. Actually, if you hear my grandmother tell some of the stories, they're funny now because everything's fine, but they wrecked. Yeah. I want to say it was my grandfather's dad wasn't paying attention and ran a red light. Bruh. All their stuff was in there and like they got hit.
Oh my gosh.
So still to this day, my grandmother was like, "Are you going to stop?" I was like, it's been 40 years.
Bruh. PTSD.
Yeah, no. But anyway, so my mom was in kindergarten. Like, she started kindergarten in where they live. And so, yeah. And they had their house in Missouri. And I don't know if it was this dramatic or if I just don't know the timeline right. I don't know. Mom, if you're listening, don't fact check me. I don't know. because they moved around a lot in the small town that they end up going to. But I know that the house they live in now, they didn't get until my mom was in like fifth or sixth grade. So kindergarten to fifth or sixth grade.
Yeah.
And that's the second house they owned. Like that.
Right.
I know they didn't own anything in between. They rented several places. So.
That's wild.
I'm pretty sure it's because the house hadn't sold yet.
Wow.
Yeah. So a 6-year-old, I mean, now 12-year-old, like.
Yeah.
And it was also the 80s and like, you know, there's financial difficulty and yada, yada so much.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Yada, yada so much. So much yada, yada.
Back to the topic. Moving and owning a house, like, that's not something that I have done personally. I rent a lot.
Dude, I feel like it's so difficult to even, like, to even try to do that. What do you mean by that?
I don't know, because, let me tell you.
You go.
Blah, 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 yada, yada. Yabba dabba doo.
Yeah, but
I mean, there's plenty of people like one of my other friends, like, obviously, like, she's married and has a baby and they bought a house. They got married, bought a house, had a baby. I have a cousin that's our age and they just bought their house 2 or 3 years ago. And so, like, obviously it can be done, but it's just like, so to me right now, I'm like,
impossible.
I don't know what I'm doing, but oh well. Kind of going back to, you know, our childhood, high school, whatever, and about the time that we were meeting and are becoming friends. became friends. You know, I think, what did I, up until 2020, I had moved 7 times in 6 years. I moved 7 times.
Do that math. One of them was in between a year.
Yeah, no, and that's one of like the craziest stories because we had just moved in together.
Mm-hmm.
And I had already been in this apartment. It was one of those little apartments where you each have like your own room and your own bathroom and then you share the common space. In ours, we had like a kitchen area and then like the big hallway walkway and then like the living room all open. Actually, I think we've told this story before.
Maybe.
On the very, very first episode. Because it was such a core memory.
Yeah, yeah.
Such a core memory. Because
you're going to hear it again.
You're going to hear it again. I was home. I was home because I lived in the same town. Yeah. And everybody else was on winter break.
Mm-hmm.
And our pipes had busted. And so we were on the bottom floor. everything, all the water went through the first or the third floor, the second floor, all the way down to ours, where like water was bubbling out of our walls.
Yeah.
That's why it's 7. I'm not falling for it. That's why I moved 7 times in 6 years. That's the weird one.
Oh.
But I was not going to say the numbers.
Yeah.
Children.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So, like, I have the videos still on my phone of, like, documenting the damage in that space. But also, it was so crazy. 2 things. 1, having to move that fast because, like, our apartment is actively flooding.
Yeah. That was standing water.
Like, they had to, like, turn the electricity off because we literally had water in the walls, like, coming out of.
Yeah. Horrible.
I think it was in the back room where I have a video of the water coming out of, like, the socket. And like, your parents literally came in and was like, oh. And, like, you were packed up, like, within the day, already had a new place, like, already. And I'm like...
Before we even knew what our names were.
Right. Like, what's that monkey meme that's like... Yeah. That's exactly how I felt.
Yes.
And then we moved... Because we moved on the second floor adjacent from you in the same building. And that was so... whirlwind, let me throw everything into a bag, basically.
Yeah. No, it was so weird because I wasn't even there when it happened. And so I get a call, like, we have to move. Our apartment's flooded. I mean, you know, I didn't know what to do at the time. I didn't know what anybody's plans were. And I, you know... So I ended up, one of our sorority sisters had an extra room and I was friends with her. So I was like, hey, can I just crash with y'all, like join whatever.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I ended up living there for the next 3 years. Yeah. Like I just ended up staying there. Why not? And ended up becoming my apartment at one point because everybody else had moved out.
Yeah. I remember... I'm pretty sure whenever I moved to Louisville, like, you were the only person in there.
Mm-hmm. Which is wild. Which is That's why we could keep Tris in the living room.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then, I think the next biggest move, probably the one that I would say impacted me the most, not necessarily the craziest of, like, water coming out of the sockets and...
Emergency move. Yes.
Like, no, I also have a video of the bubble that was coming out of the wall because of, like, the laxative paint.
Oh, laxative.
I meant to say latex.
Laxative. God, it was like laxative, I'm sure, coming out.
Oh, it was so... It was weird. Anyway, so then about a year, because then I moved into the house... And then that house is when I moved to Louisville. So that was probably the most impactful move for me. And this is kind of the part of our journey here of our episode today of when you start questioning, should I do this? Should I not do this? Like, I'm so nervous. And that was really what Louisville was. I've always been... very, like, goal-driven. And so, like, I always, by, like, sophomore year, I was like, okay, so I'm going to go to grad school. And then I found this, and I was like, oh, like, I'm going to go to Louisville, and this is what I'm going to do. And so all of that was very just fall in line, perfect, great, wonderful. Now I'm here in this big city. And I don't know if I ever told you this, but I will never forget. So I end up living in 2 different apartments. One my first year of grad school, the second my second year, and then COVID happened and I moved back to Tennessee. Anyway, but my first, like, we had just unloaded everything in that first apartment and, like, putting a few things around, whatever, and we went to eat. And my grandparents took me to Walmart. And we're buying, like, some cleaning supplies. I think I bought, like, lunch meat or something, like, a few little meals, whatever. And they filled up my car. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting in my grandfather's truck. And I don't know if it had just dawned on me, but like my eyes are brimming. I'm like about to sob. It just hit me all of a sudden that you're not just down the road. Like I'm 4 hours away. Like if I get stranded, I have to figure this out. And eventually, you know, I did eventually make friends and things like that. I wasn't stranded, but yeah. I would never forget sitting in that passenger. And my grandmother's like, Alex, like, are you okay? What I mean, I just start sobbing.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's gonna be okay. Like, you can always come back home whenever you're done. Like, yeah. whatever. And it wasn't because I was sad. I was sad in the sense of I realized that I wouldn't just like hop in a car and go see them on a random Tuesday.
Right.
It had to be a little bit more planned. And now don't get me wrong. I made my plenty of trips back home when I was in Louisville. But it was that moment where you shift. I think another thing that comes with moving is you shift from, for me, this idea of you're not a little kid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not this college teen, this college 20-year-old. I was 22 when I moved to Louisville, or I was about to turn 22. No, I was 22.
Yeah.
Because 22, I turned 23, and then you came 24. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then 25. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I was 22. I was in grad school. Like, all of the, like, compartmentalization, goal-driven, I did it. And now here are the feelings. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
So it was, I will never forget that. And then I'm just crying on my whole way home to the apartment, making the apartment mine. And I loved my time in Louisville, and I would absolutely move back in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
After some things have tied up in Tennessee, and I enjoyed my time immensely. And yeah, I think just having that conversation with my grandmother of, she's like, you know, this is what you've been working towards. It's not permanent.
Right.
You can always come home.
No, exactly.
So yeah, that was such an impactful move, not just because we had the U-Haul, and I actually listened to Dancing Queens.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
We're disco queens.
What are we?
Who am I? no, I had ABBA playing on the way up. So, and yeah, I remember that so vividly. And of course, everything turned out fine. And it, like I said, it wasn't a sad moment. It was, you're not, like, you're an adult now, kid.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about my stories the opposite that you did. Yeah. I'm going to start with my impactful one because my crazy one was after my impactful one.
Right.
But no, my impactful one was also moving to go to grad school. And I think, like, during that time, we've talked a little bit about my experience with that and everything. And the moving part of it was also didn't know a soul.
Yeah.
Didn't know anyone. Moving states and into a city, moving to a city for the first time by myself.
Yeah.
We both had a very, you know, exact similar experience. And for me, it was, I mean, I absolutely cried. Like, I have a whole, it's on TikTok. Like, I'm literally crying, driving away with my cats.
Not the cat.
I know. And like, I had thank goodness I had my babies with me because, yeah, I mean, I had something, you know,
I had somebody.
So the day that I moved, just absolute waterworks, I went and saw my grandmother who had dementia at the time, and they had lived in Missouri. Okay.
Yes,
and so
Missouri.
They lived in Missouri. And so that's what I was telling her. And I said, now I'm moving to Missouri. So that's, you know, and it was, I don't
that
know.
That has to just be an Arkansas thing because my, my grandmother's from Arkansas, but my grandfather's from Missouri.
Yeah.
And he says Missouri. His whole family says Missouri, but she says Missouri.
Interesting. It's probably that, like, region of dialect or something.
Midwest.
Yeah. told her that I was living in Missouri and moved. Well, I ended up staying with my aunt in Dyersburg because we were not making the whole 5-hour trip with a U-Haul and all the things. Stayed with her, woke up the next morning early, and moved into the apartment. Didn't know anyone. And I ended up making friends pretty quickly because I went to the pool and found one of my friends.
Look at her.
Yes. But yeah, so, and of course I had talked a little bit about this when I went on that trip to 7 different states. And I did that for myself because I wanted to be able to go travel and do things by myself. And so I think that I practiced in a sense, you know? And so when I moved, like I went to the pool by myself. I went to restaurants by myself, like, cause I didn't want to have to wait around on anybody else. And I just did that thing for me. You know what I mean? Like independency and,
But you miss out on so much life when you just wait and like, especially in that like regard of what are you going to do? Sit at home?
Right. I mean, yeah, exactly. No, I'm experiencing. What do you mean? And so, yeah, and got a job and all the things. And so the rest was history. But I think just getting out of the state, for one, getting out of my hometown. Because, of course, we went to college in a small town. So that was another thing. I needed to spread my wings and be in a city. And so just finding myself, I mean, that was a big part of it. My chaotic story, however, was after. It was this past one.
Little did y'all know.
Yeah, exactly. So when I moved from St. Louis to Nashville, right when we started this podcast, quite literally the weekend, so I finished up my internship on Valentine's Day. I had an interview that day and I had scheduled 4 apartment tours all in the same day. Yeah. I ended up basically getting the job, which for like curtain fall time pass did not end up staying with that job. Cause anyway, but signed a contract, whatever. I went on the apartment tour. The last one that I saw, I fell in love with. It was right in my budget. And I had to get it at that time because in like 2 more weeks or even like a month or whatever, it would increase like exponentially. So I was like, okay, I'm signing it. Like I already knew I was going to break my lease anyway. I wanted to be here. I think that was the most emotional one for me though. It was breaking away from all the friendships I had made. Not that I'm never going to see them again, cause I've seen them since and stuff, but, it was breaking away from that and very quickly. And so now, you know, what would have been June and turned into April, then turned into February.
Turned in this weekend.
Turned into, yeah, I'm moving in a week, actually. And so I had to tell all my friends, like it was, yeah. We had a big moving party. All my friends came over and we packed up my whole apartment in literally 24 hours. I kid you not. I found the apartment, called mom, hey, we're getting this. And then that whole weekend, mind you, it's President's Day weekend.
You were writing your thesis.
No, yeah, that's what I was going to. Yes,
we were typing our thesis together.
Yes, we wanted to start our podcast. It was President's Day weekend, and I still had to turn in my thesis, literature review, whatever, to finish up my school, to finish up my master's in order to graduate, and doing all of this simultaneously and, you know, having the excitement of, yes, I'm moving to like my close friends that I've known forever and moving closer to family and stuff. But it's a holiday weekend. So like places are closed on Monday. And you know, just trying to get paperwork and all this stuff done wasn't possible. And so it was just like, hey man, like I'm just sitting, I'm a sitting duck at this point. Yeah. But in 1 week I binged Twilight. I kid you not, 3 times. That is what got me through my literature review. Finished that. We recorded our first episode of our podcast and sobbed a lot you know, slept some, you know, whatever. And then, yeah, a week later, moved into my apartment. The drive here, I was driving by myself because we had my car, my mom's car, and the U-Haul. Mm-hmm. So all of us were involved. Me and Ben was here to help with the receiving end, you know. And no, I just remember sobbing so hard on the interstate, like, because it was almost a release too. It was a lot of that stress and tension and like all the things of moving that we had just talked about, the struggles of, and like financially it's difficult, and all the accounts that you have to make and people you have to call, and it's just a lot. It's a lot. Not to mention all the stuff. That is what is intimidating for me about moving, is like moving all the stuff.
So I only laugh because I know your apartment. I'm sitting here as we sit in my garage, and I'm staring at the 17
Christmas. Pan the lens over, yes.
The 17 Christmas boxes alone.
Yes, that and a yard sale. And the yard sale is in here. Yeah, no, like, I think for me, it's just like lifting the stuff. And this time I had to move upstairs, and I had never done that before. So I'm like moving my chest, my treasure, moving the furniture up the stairs was an impossible task for me. But you know, we did it, whatever.
Yeah, you did it. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was.
You weren't here yet.
Well, no, I wasn't here. I was in Tennessee.
I know. You had something, actually.
Maybe I was working.
Regardless.
Oh, well.
That was... Because, like, we've talked about this, too. Like, this time last year was so unregulated in a lot of different ways. And I was ready for a change. So that was one of the reasons why I hopped on it super quickly. Is because I... Like, I needed a change in energy. I was like, so when the plans that I had in my head had also fallen through, it was kind of that butterfly effect thing, you know, like the universe is telling me something, I need to take it. And so I did. I mean, it was a lot, and I had to leave a lot of that life behind. But, you know, I still see them, and we're still connected.
You don't ever truly leave it, especially with, like, social media and stuff now. Like,
right.
It does shift, but, you know.
It's just different.
There's always a part of you in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. This is the first time we have lived in the same town for a decade.
Period.
And we made it work. So, like, and that's just the thing. And we've talked about this, of effort and all the things. But,
yeah.
Yeah, so that was a crazy.
I think moving in 24 hours is absolutely. I've also moved in 24 hours, and but I was already moving. It just happened to be that within the 24 hours, I need to get my stuff out for undisclosed reasons. Business. So yeah, I think that when you are moving and planning to move and everything that comes with it, I think that you learn a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I think up front, just the effort and all the dialogue that has to happen around moving. So like your first and last, you have to have your deposit, your first and last rent, like all of those things are just, it feels really overwhelming until it's not. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think it ever really is not overwhelming, but at least you know what to expect versus getting like, oh, rent is this, and now you're blindsided. Just like the idea of like breaking your lease, and make sure you read your lease. Like, let me just say this. Like, I have read every single lease because I don't know. I think it really started with that apartment that flooded because I didn't really read the lease, but one of our friends did, and he was like, nope, you can't. It was his room that had the big bubble and the water coming out of the outlets.
Yeah.
And he's like, nope, you can't make us live in a hazardous condition. Here it is in the lease.
I mean,
he was to the point. I said, I'm with him.
No, yeah. I mean, why would you live there? That's, yeah.
No, like, and they were going to, like, they were like, yeah, it's going to be active construction if we can't get you in anywhere. And I'm like, or we were going to have to pay to break our lease. And so, like, that is, a lot of companies will do, like, breaking your lease and you have fees that are associated with that. I had to do that. Yeah.
A lot of money, so, just so you know. It's a lot of money. Yeah.
Yes. And so, you know, just read the fine print.
Yeah.
I also, so like, that's kind of like all the legal stuff or like the hard factual part of moving. But the emotional side of moving, I think for me, one of the toughest things was finding friends and finding a support, especially for myself. It's really hard for me to, I make friends easy, but it's hard for me to like trust people.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that I keep everybody at arm's length, but if I have a project, I'm going to do it completely by myself and I'm not going to like, it's such a toxic trait. And I don't
know. I do the same thing though.
Yeah. And so like, I also, I don't know. I mistrust people, not because of people, but like, I think we all have like old wounds from like middle school and high school. And you were picked on or you, and so like every now and then that little 12-year-old will pop up in my head and I'm like, they're laughing. What if they were talking about you?
I feel like you're just more guarded and that can also be a good thing because I trust a lot and I learned one of the things I learned, like not with moving, but just like making new friends is you can be too trusting. And so that was stuff I had to learn a lot in St. Louis is way too trusting in some people. And, you know, you might get burned.
Might get burned. That's crazy.
Crazy.
So, yeah, I think that making new friends was probably one of my biggest struggles, which is funny because I literally moved. And I don't even think, I think Louisville was different. And, like, I obviously made my friends. But I think really when I moved back to Tennessee, I didn't make as many friends as I had in Louisville because, well, one, I think I always viewed it as a temporary space. And so I was like, I don't want to sit here and like make friends and then have to say bye to them later.
Right.
So I was like, I just go to the
friends. I'm your friend.
I know. I just go to the friends I have.
Yeah.
I don't. Exactly. I don't know. I think because we were so friendly in college, like, I'm just tired now.
Yeah. It's a lot. Well, it's also a lot as an adult maintaining the friendship too. Mm-hmm. Now we're back on our friendship topic. But I mean, that's the thing is like, okay, planning. Yes. Like planning to hang out. I mean, I just started this new job and like I've talked to 3 of my coworkers now and we talked about like we're getting numbers. Okay, like we're at the phone number stage. At what point do we start hanging out? And I, like outside of work or whatever. And I've heard from some people that they don't want to hang out with their coworkers or and stuff like that. So it's also like, okay, well then where do you make friends? Like where do you, you know?
Oh, my grandmother's church.
Oh. Social gatherings.
No, like literally I'm one of those people that I very rare because maybe not so much, like, I have, like, my own practice now, but when I was working within community mental health, I don't know, I feel like sometimes there was just, like, a lot of mistrust, so, like, you don't know who's going to go and tell the boss what you were saying, I mean, you're not safe to vent and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But one of the things I want to do, they have a sports league here.
Yeah, that's cool.
I
want to
go play. You should play. I hope I don't blow my knee out, but yeah.
I thought about, like, in St. Louis, singing, like, a community choir or something, like, something like that. I ended up singing in the university choir for a semester because I miss it. Like, I love singing choir.
I know, because we're off topic. We're talking about moving.
I was going to talk about what I learned.
Yes, yes. So these are the cons up here and these are pros.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Something that was a little different about, you know, what I learned with moving, and I think I'm still learning about moving is I don't ever want to settle. Like, you know, there's just too much. I said that earlier. There's too much to see. There's too much out there. And so why would I settle in one place forever? and do the same old thing every single day. Like, I mean, that goes along with all of our whole topics, like friends. Not that I want to change friends, but like, I would definitely friends. No, I don't want to, I don't want to stay in the same job forever. I don't want to stay in the same place. Like, yeah. My parents always told me never settle for somebody. And so now I come back and tell them, okay, well then why would I settle for a place? Why would I settle at all? Like, we're peeking in the grave. We literally talk about this. Why am I, you know, especially now I'm not 30. I'm not even close to it. I still have years.
Yeah, you still have 2 years. Mm-hmm. I don't. I have 2 weeks.
But I think...
I have 2 weeks, by the way.
I know. Well, see, and it's like, we're going to be like, okay, well, I'm not like 50. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so...
I don't know.
I have prospects of moving out west. I mean, that is my dream. I feel like my hippie self has to go express that. There is a part of me that has to go find that soul that's out there. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I made it to the Midwest. Now we got to go a little bit further. Yeah. But I, like, as I told my parents, I don't see myself being out there forever. Like, right. I don't know. Who knows, dude? And that's the thing is, like, doors are going to open and you got to go through it.
Well, I was about to say that I feel like that goes right into what I always, because, like, we are therapists, I work a lot with teens in this transition between high school to college or high school into adulthood or whatever they want to do next. And one of the things that, I forgot what I'm saying. One of the things, like, when we talk about moving or we talk about transitioning into your own person is when you move, like, you're broadening your horizon, you're broadening your view in life, like, things are going to happen differently where you came from compared to where you might move to.
Mm.
And so that is so important on a community aspect, on a personal aspect, just overall creating such a round and beautiful person.
Yeah.
And not saying that if you never leave, like, you're not a round and beautiful person. It's, you know, it's just your disco queens want more for you.
No, literally.
There's just so, well, you've already said it. There's just so much out there to explore. Yeah. And it's so, there's beauty in all of it.
Right.
And right. You have to, it's a scavenger hunt. You go find the beauty in all exactly. of it. Exactly. So.
Yeah. I think too, like, you find the location, you can find parts of yourself there. Mm-hmm. And who I was in Tennessee the first time is not who I was when I was in St. Louis. And now I am not even the same person that I was almost a year ago. And so it's, I don't know. It's just wild to experience, like, and now I'm about to move again because I'm moving into a house. That's what I want anyway. I'm tired of the apartment life, and I didn't think that having a rental house, I'm not buying a house, but I didn't think that that was possible until this one did it. And so I was like, oh, okay, it's pretty much the same cost for a bigger space.
Yeah.
I think, y'all.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know if we've had this conversation. Maybe I had it in my head.
Did you have a conversation in your head? Maybe. Was I involved in your head?
The committee meeting likes to happen a lot. Here, it was just so fast-paced. Not that you were fast-paced, but everything was happening so fast that the space I'm in now, it took me about 2 weeks to find the space I'm in, but it took me about 6 months to build up the algorithm in my search history to start suggesting things that would take me 2 weeks to find.
Right.
Which that gets more into the advice part, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I looked in St. Louis for a year because when I found out that I was going to go to school, I ended up taking, like, community classes or you know what I mean. Community college.
Do the community.
I'm taking learning the community. Anyway, yeah, I did that for a year and finished up teaching. And on our breaks, we would go look at apartments. And I actually found that apartment. It wasn't even on a tour. It was just like an ad that popped up on Google.
Yeah.
AI, algorithm, FBI. You never know.
Hello.
They're listening. It popped up on Google and I was like, oh my God, this apartment is beautiful. Let's just go. Yeah. And we ended up like calling in and they let us come in and look at it. And it was like way cheaper than all the other places. So you never know. No. You literally never know what's out there in store for you. So part of my advice, or I guess, you know, well, we'll just say part of it. One of the things that I felt so strongly about moving here was the energy that I was feeling in St. Louis. And honestly, I was gonna move a year prior. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at trying to do an internship and I was gonna do it in Nashville. That door closed. I was gonna do it in West Tennessee. Yeah. That door closed. I was gonna, you know, do it in all these different places in Tennessee and the doors were closing. And then I thought, I'm not done here. I don't want to move yet. So I ended up staying for a whole other year, signed a lease, did all the things, and had some doors closed there and whatever, and ended up having my internship. But when that was over, the amount of like, I have to get out of here. I'm done. Because I think like, yes, I'm done with school now. And also like, I'm ready for something else. I'm ready for something new. Give, you know. And so I didn't know what that energy felt like until that moment. And I was listening. And then it was just like all these things were falling into place.
Yeah.
You know?
See, that goes right into one of my, I guess, advice, is the idea that if you have a good plan, it's gonna go fast. Whenever I moved here, like I was telling all my family, because my grandmother was freaking out whenever she was like, you mean your lease is up in August and you haven't found anything? And I said, Mama, I'm actively looking and I just need everybody to kind of be on alert. When it happens, it's going to go fast. Mm-hmm. We are going to put the deposit down. We're going to sign the lease. We're going to pay the first rent. We're going to get the U-Haul. We're going to move. Everything's done. And it was. And so once we toured here, the next week was when I put, mm-hmm. I don't even think it was a week. I think it was that Friday.
Yeah.
I put the deposit down, signed the lease by that Tuesday. Like I was getting everything set up by the next Friday. They're like, okay, you can move in on whatever date. We had the U-Haul was moving in within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so like, be prepared. That's not a scary thing. Just right. Make sure you have a plan in place. Make sure, you know, you have flexible people around you. If you have U-Hauls, great. If you have people that have trucks, great. Prepare for the weather, mm-hmm. all that fun jazz, right? And you know, just do it. We're a Nike commercial today.
Just do it.
Just do it. Because like my grandmother said, you can always come back home. If yeah. you, obviously, I mean, obviously, like you literally just.
I'm like the actual image of that. Like my whole life has been that.
You know? You can always come back home and home is what you make it. That's a joke. Home is. Anyway, that you can always come back home and you can always. You don't always get to leave, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like literally. Sometimes you have that open door and it's not necessarily going to stay open all the time. So if you don't take advantage of it and that, cause it goes fast. Yeah. And if you don't take advantage of it, then it may close in that. I'm not saying that that's your only opportunity. It's just, there might be other life circumstances. Right. I mean, a great example is, let's say life went differently for us. Let's say I had a kid before we went to New Zealand. I wouldn't have gone to the New Zealand trip.
Yeah.
Because I would have had other responsibilities. And that's just, life just happens that way sometimes. And so we kind of have to make the most of the moments when we can. And sometimes maybe it's financial difficulties.
Yeah.
If we can do it now, but not later. You know, we never know. We never exactly. really know. So exactly. just do it. You can always come
you
back.
Just do it. I mean, and I think that is so real because it's almost like a window. like you have a feeling you're, you know, kind of stuck where you are right now. And you're like, well, you're not stuck, but you're feeling like I need something else in my life. I want to change, whatever that may be. And, you know, if you don't act on that, or you don't start looking, or you don't, you know, start putting in the proactive work for that, then you're going to end up in a place where you're stuck. You're going to end up in a place where you're stagnant. Not to say you can't get out of that forever, but you know, like the time is now. If you're super young, especially if you're single with no kids, do it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that wraps up this episode. So thanks for chilling with us, hanging with us, whatever. Mm-hmm. Catch us here, same place, same time next week. We're going to try to keep these rolling after our little existential crisis during the summer.
Yes. No, we're getting a little more stability.
We're here.
So we love. And we're upgrading. I mean, we look cute. So, I mean, we sound great, hopefully.
You'll let us know.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're going to have a more permanent place too. So we're not having to like haul the bag around. Like we have this big old disco ball bag.
Yeah. And it has a disco ball on it.
Yep.
It's from Marshall's.
Exactly.
And we are talking about other things that we're trying to get out, and you know, I don't know. We always have something cooking in our brains.
Right.
So,
until next time.
Yeah. Make sure that you check us out on anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, everywhere. All of
everywhere.
It. We are everywhere. We are everywhere, man.
And we're going to make stickers and t-shirts. We're
going to do it. We're going to do it. And also go check out our podcast.
Please.
Of course, duh. Go check out the YouTube and you can see our beautiful faces.
Exactly.
And all of the effort that we go into it. We love a good theme. So here we are.
Exactly. We're theming.
We are theming. So until next time,
stay groovy.